At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A woman from Grand Prairie has been sentenced to 8 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for illegal voting. Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports Rosa Maria Ortega knowingly voted in the 2012 election and the 2014 GOP primary, even though she wasn't a citizen. In court, Ortega said she didn't understand the difference between being a citizen and a legal resident. Attorney General Ken Paxton said the case shows how serious Texas is about keeping its elections secure. Jess Herbst drew an international spotlight to the tiny Collin County town of New Hope last week when she came out as the first openly transgender mayor in Texas. A few hours down the road in Austin, legislators started debating a package of transgender legislation that's been dubbed the Bathroom Bill. KERA's Rick Holter talked to Herbst about all this in our Friday conversation.
Jess Herbst, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you for having me.
What have the last 2 weeks been like for you since you made this announcement?
Well, obviously, it's been a whirlwind of media attention. I had no idea that people would be interested in me as far away as, really, I thought maybe McKinney, but it's gone a little past that. I've had people from all over the world. I've done interviews in Australia, Canada, Ireland. But it's really been wonderful. The attention's been great for the transgender community.
How did the people in New Hope react?
The people of New Hope have been absolutely wonderful. And in all fairness, they've known me for quite some time. I've lived there since 99. I've been on the council since 2003. So everybody knew who I was, what I was about. I wasn't too worried that they were going to be upset. I felt like they would at least be pretty even keel, but they went overboard. I had one gentleman write me a letter and said, "I am proud to live in a town that would have a mayor like you." And boy, that just really kind of gets to you when you get those kind of things.
Have you gotten any hate?
I've gotten a few. Not very many. It's running something, several thousand to one at this point. And you know what? That's what the delete button's for when you get the email like that.
If you could talk to the legislators in Austin who are debating the bill right now, what story from your life would you tell them?
Wow. My experience as exploring my transgenderness, exploring actually becoming Jess, has been one of amazing acceptance, and no one is afraid of me. And the bills that we have portray us in a very bad light. They don't say exactly that we're predators, but they kind of indicate that we're predators, and we're not. We're just human beings. In my experience, being out and about in Collin County, in McKinney, in Plano, in the city of Dallas, the general public's response to me has been one of, oh, there's another person, they're just like everyone else.
When you hear the political debate that's kind of sprung up, some of the things that the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said last year, how does that make you feel?
Well, obviously angry. This whole bathroom bill is such a red herring. It's billed as protection of women. They never consider the fact that, they're going to put trans men into the bathrooms because they don't seem to even understand that trans men exist. They also never address the issue that there's never been a problem. We've been going to the bathroom, since the dawn of time. It's not like transgender appeared last year, and where does he think we've been going to the bathroom all this time? And lastly, the really thing that sticks into my craw is that it's already against the law. There is protection for people from getting attacked anywhere, whether it's a bathroom or what have you. It's against the law to do that. They're not adding any protection whatsoever to anyone. All they're doing is adding the ability to discriminate against transgender people.
This all had to be a challenge to your wife and daughters.
It really wasn't a challenge to either of them. I've been married for 36 years, and my wife has known of this. Neither one of us knew what transgender was in 1978, when we started dating, but she's known of this since before we married, and she still married me. And so we've grown with this and learned with this, and it's just been, it's been an experience that the two of us have shared over the last 36 years. Both my daughters are some of my biggest advocates. They kind of wear it like a badge of pride, and they're, always telling people, my dad is transgender. And you couldn't ask for anything better than that.
What about your parents? How have they reacted to all this furor?
Well, my parents passed away about 10 and 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they have no idea. Our last conversation about this happened in 1969, and so much of the world has changed, and so much of the attitudes of the world have changed. I would have loved to have been able to say, look, you know, here's what's been going on with me all along, and we didn't understand it in 1969, but, you know, here's the facts now. And just, I would have been interested to see, you know, how they would take it now.
What surprised you most about this process of going public?
Just the sheer amount of interest there is in it. I mean, I'm just one person in a tiny little town, and people all over the world have responded to me. It seems overwhelming that so many people seem to be so interested in this. I mean, this is the trend that the human race is going through. We are learning to accept everybody as human beings and quit putting labels on everything. And it's inevitable. I mean, I was the first, but I'm certainly not going to be the last or the only.
Jess Herbst, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.